Orlo Stitt has always loved the outdoors and science and growing things, everything from gardens to rabbits. That love is how he wound up in Northwest Arkansas. As one of five children, his father had brought him to the Ozarks on camping trips for hiking, boating, and swimming. His company, Stitt Energy, found its home in Rogers in 1978. Before settling here, Orlo went to school in Iowa. He first studied chemical engineering and then followed his passion, going back to school to study biology and ecology. He also has an MBA. An environmentally conscious company he worked for at the time sent him to Canada on assignment. He and his wife Mary were young and enthusiastic and stayed long after the 18-month project.
We built a house in suburban Montreal, right on the lake where the Ottawa River and the St. Lawrence River come together. And on an island, which used to be truly an island, only accessible by boat, then they built a small bridge to it. And it's called Ville Ilcadieu, V-I-L-L-E-I-L-E-C-A-D-I-E-U-X, Island of Guests. And it was a vacation area where people would boat. We started the house in 1972, and in 1973, the oil embargo came when OPEC was forming, gathering strength and muscle to actually control a monopoly. And that's oil supplies for the world. And at that time, our house, which was energy planned, sustainable, all the things that I had been studying and practicing, were kind of put into my own little creation. And it was on primetime television, both in the U.S. and Canada. And that's really the springboard.
The house had passive solar, a solar water heater, and super insulation. It was way ahead of its time. After living in Canada for some time, Orlo realized that he wanted to become an entrepreneur, heading south to found his company. Today, his office is in the same rustic wooden rock office on 71B it was in at its founding. Stitt Energy remains a leader in building energy-efficient homes.
Our mission statement today is the same as it was in 1978, to provide energy-efficient homes that are environmentally responsible for the satisfaction, health, welfare, and happiness of our customers, our employees, our investors, and future generations. So that's still what we focus on. New home construction has changed some here recently with banking and the economy and foreclosures, and there's still low interest rates. There's a lot of good deals out there. But new construction has slowed, although we are still staying reasonably busy.
The company also does remodels, or energy retrofits. Those projects make up half of their current workload. Stitt Energy employs about 15 people, up from the three that were there at its inception. They have built in 18 different states, though 75% of their homes are within a 300-mile radius of Rogers. Among many other things, Orlo is a builder. But he also possesses an enthusiasm for education. He believes that one reason more people aren't on the sustainability bandwagon is a lack of knowledge. So he has written a book titled Holistically Green Homes.
A matter of people understanding, educating, caring, making a commitment, and the first chapter in there is to make a commitment, and I think commitment comes from understanding. Once you make a commitment, then behavior follows.
He says that the book is an open documentation of his experiences.
Not just for the 33 years we've been here, but for the 12 or 14 years prior to that, because really my whole career from the time I was in school to the time I got out, even as a child, has been focused on conservation. And
it is also his gift to the generations that follow.
So it's my legacy. It's to everybody. It's to communicate what can be done more efficiently, and actually end up with a better lifestyle, a happier one, one that you're in touch with nature, one that you're in touch with outdoors every morning.
It is a book written for everyone. As Orlo says, it's not for the choir, but for the people that aren't in the church. As the title suggests, the book is also about building homes, better homes, and how to do it economically.
We don't tell people they're less expensive to build. We say that it's a good investment and that there's a whole section on economics. That's probably one of the things that people question the most. Well, okay, my associate at work or my neighbor or my father or somebody says, oh gosh, you know, you never get your money back, the payback's too long and all that. Well, the book explains that if you do it right, you start getting your money back the month after you move in.
Orlo also wants to show that energy-efficient homes are beautiful and look like normal houses. He has included pictures of the homes of many satisfied customers. To affirm that environmentally friendly homes are aesthetically pleasing, he and his wife Mary have invited the public to their own home in South Sun Estates, a subdivision they developed on Beaver Lake. The event is in partnership and benefits the organization Interfaith Power and Light, a nonprofit working with churches, spreading the motto, Caring for Creation. Orlo explains a bit about the event, to be held Sunday.
And we invite everybody to come out and to our house. We're going to have a scavenger hunt, not for trinkets or whatever, but for green energy features. And we'll give them a little card and a scorecard, and they can find the features and put the right number on their scorecard.
Participants will be looking for about 80 features. Things like window shades that control the sun coming in and can act as an insulator. Trees, depending on the type, can also help control energy use. When the scorecards have been tallied, various prizes will be up for grabs.
We've got compact fluorescent light bulbs and a cooker from the gas company. A smoker, I guess is the right word.
Orlo's book will be available for purchase, all proceeds benefiting the organization. While the educational event is free, donations will be accepted.
Caring for Creation and Interfaith Power and Light is really a movement, and I think churches are meant to promote good things, things that make people not just religious, but to be sharing and caring. And I think there is a ministry of energy or conservation or sharing that comes with energy, and it's for now, but also for the future.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.